Nick Jess and Ducko, welcome to the podcast.
I've got a predicament that's just happened right now.
Okay.
So I have just done a post. Today is the 19th of October. Our former producer, Tyron, you might remember, producer Ty, it's his birthday today. And
happy birthday, Ty.
Yeah, he performed at my wedding. He sang a beautiful rendition of Dean Martin's At Zamore.
Yes.
And I've got brilliant photos of Ty. And when my brain jerried, oh, it's Ty's birthday the 19th, I'm going to share those beautiful photos.
Right.
I've done like a 6-photo collage. I wrote quite the thing. Mm-hmm. Wished him happy birthday. Angus, that was about 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
Angus, my husband, has just texted me saying, hey, isn't it Lana's birthday? Who is another very close friend.
Oh, jeez.
And I've done now the Instagram post for Ty, but I feel like Lana needs a post as well.
Oh, are you closer with her recently? Because like Ty used to live here and used to be close with him.
God, that's a good question because Lana is not based in New South Wales.
Okay.
So we don't see each other as often, but we go further back than Tyron and I.
The history.
We actually lived together.
At your wedding?
She was. Mm. She was. We actually lived. Yeah, she didn't do anything at the wedding. She was just a guest.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she travelled for the wedding. She obviously paid for accommodation.
Yeah.
She actually came back on the Monday and helped us pack down the tables.
Oh,
like, she's a proper friend. Like, real body on the line. I'll be there when you need me, friend.
Okay, here's what you need to do.
What do I do?
You need to tell her after you've done the post.
I'm going to do a post.
Tonight.
Yep.
That you wanted her in prime time.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Okay, Tyron's. I love Tyron. I don't know Lana, but he's a very special guy.
Yes.
But he won't find out about that. Yeah. You just messaged Lana that the algorithm waits more people viewing, more eyeballs on Instagram between 6 and 8 p.m. And that's when I wanted to do yours.
Small conundrum though. See, if that was me, right? And let's pretend I'm Lana. I'm close with Jess. And I've seen her do that first about Ty. Then I get later in prime time. Because it's a story or it's a post even, I still would feel like you forgot me.
And I've just remembered now. Like, I don't check Facebook very much
anymore.
No. So it's almost like, oh, she's randomly gone on Facebook this arvo and gone, oh, crap, the Facebook birthday.
Okay, then you need to preemptively text and just give her the happy birthday.
Yep. Yes.
Check out Insta tonight, baby.
But now you've got to think of something good to post. What are you going to do?
I know. I've got a picture of her and I at my hens, but I look very much the star. And I know you've called me out on it before, Gilly.
Yeah, that's never stopped you before.
yeah, I don't see why
that's
an issue.
Well, you've called me out
on it. That'll be like, happy birthday to my father. I can't believe you're 70. Here's a photo of me in a ball gown and your finger over the lens. Your finger is so special.
I think you're in it somewhere, yeah. Enjoy this photo of me,
Look,
Dad.
I've
you created me.
Once or twice.
Yeah.
But she's a very beautiful girl. So, like, she's just, she's serving.
I don't know. It's a tough one. The fact that your own husband had to remind you about your good friend's birthday is not good at all.
I know. And, like, I've got so many pictures of Tyron.
I know. But are you really going to do a double post today? Oh, for birthday posts?
Isn't that such a party foul?
It's clogging up your grid.
It's such a party foul.
Double birthday post is like, okay.
Because at least with Tyron's, I had like a thing to comment on.
Yeah.
He sang at the wedding and the images of us or of him singing and embracing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is just a cute pic of me and Lana. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but also, if I've done a post for one friend, I can't story her because she's going to go, I'll see the hierarchy.
Ducko, what happened on your birthday? Did you get a post?
Yeah, I got a post.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I did get a post.
I mean, most of them were of him and my mum.
Yeah, they were.
But I did write a thing.
Not mad about it.
Right. Don't act like you didn't get a post.
Hey.
Oh. Oh, were you?
No accusations here.
Okay, good. I did a one
for
you too.
I thought you were going down the accusation line as well.
Same.
Just making sure everyone's getting evensies here.
You don't check Instagram, and I know you're very harsh with your likes, even if you're in the pic. If you don't rate it, you won't like the pic.
Are you harsh? Are you a harsh liker?
Mate, he doesn't
like it.
Mate, go through your pics.
Oh,
have a look how many Nick Gills actually liked. And that is
that.
A purposeful rejection.
That's very.
If he doesn't rate the
statistic.
Or I haven't seen it because
I'm not
on that often. But I will always give you a like if it's a sponsored one because I want you to get some more SponCon.
Oh, no, Nick's like.
That's nice.
Nick seems to have liked that one. Nah, Nick's been pretty loyal to me.
Are you freaking joking?
No, he's
like. You bastard.
He's like all the recent
ones. Absolute bastard.
Nick's interaction.
He looked me in the eye and said, I'm not liking that.
What was it though?
Not
what were
good
you doing?
Enough.
I give you a pretty generous amount of likes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Generous
but it's
would
not
be, all.
Be all of them. But I will always give you, if you want a Closter's post, you got a like from me. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Give the girl another card.
I've got some blue
light
glasses in the post, if you could like that.
Sure.
There's only one photo on my whole Instagram that Nick hasn't liked.
Which one is it?
It's a photo just of you for your birthday. Whoa, pandemic, pamper Pam, yeah, pandemic, pamper Pam. Ducko got a dog, pandemic Pam, now he thinks he's a dad, pamper Pam, he's annoying, get it, pamper Pam, he's not the only daddy, oh. been a hot minute since I played that.
Yeah.
It has been a while. I thought we'd just, you know, get it out again.
What is going on with COVID-19, Pam?
Well, Pandemic Pam, as you know, we've moved house.
AstraZeneca Pam.
Moderna Pam.
Moderna Pam.
Pfizer Pam.
Walk-in pharmacist appointments Pam.
CO2-SARS.com.
Just becomes, I just call it COVID. Ah, stop it. No, Pam, so you know we've moved house, right?
Yes.
Which means a new area, which means a new dog park. Okay.
Oh. Have you left?
No, here's the thing. I and Pam have too many friends at our OG dog park.
Mm.
We can't leave, but we do go there less now because it is further away from where we are.
Are you doing the fade out?
No.
Oh, no, this Pam, is the first step. Lesser well, times.
I would never
per
do
way.
It. I didn't want to do it to Pam, the fade out, because she's got friends there. You know, Audrey and Chili and all her pals.
And you get free lasagna.
Lasagna is very good. Perks of the dog park, baby. But Pam did something the other day at our new dog space that made me nervous as a father.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Because Audrey is her best friend slash
lover. You're
not
going out wearing that, young lady.
How dare you? Audrey, the Great Dane, is her best friend slash I think lover. We think Pam swings that way. Okay. And good on her. You know, she's a free woman. Do whatever you want to do. However, went to a new dog park the other day. There was another dog called Oswald. Pam was playing with Oswald. And I
what
think.
What sort of dog is Oswald?
It was a shaggy one. One of those sort of doodle dogs.
Yeah,
you know,
I can picture that.
Yeah, oodle something.
I picture like a cross between the Dulux dog.
Yes.
And maybe
yes.
a Labrador or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, quite fast though. And Pam likes being chased, you know. It's like Kiss Chasey for her.
Oswald.
Oswald, yes. Yeah. So Oswald and Pam are playing, right? And then all of a sudden I started noticing Pam do some things to Oswald that I hadn't seen her do before.
Like what?
She was getting a bit freaky. Like she put her paw underneath Oswald's hind legs and was starting to thrust. Like, you know,
Pam was thrusting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole, I mean, she's very confused about her sexuality, but let's not get into that.
Okay.
And I started to notice Pam and Oswald flirting. Okay.
Oh, okay.
However,
wow. Locking eyes for a little bit. Just
yes.
that split second too long?
Yes. But.
No, it would have been eye to butthole if it was a dog, wouldn't it?
Because yeah, humans do yeah. eye, mouth,
yeah.
eye.
Yeah, yeah.
The dogs, eye, butthole.
A little bit too much time in Oswald's butt. That's what Pam was doing. But I had to take her to.
People are looking, Pam.
Come on, Pam, you're embarrassing, Diddy. I had to take her to Audrey's house for a sleepover on the weekend because we were finishing off the move. Audrey's owners kindly offered to take her in for the night.
Oh, no.
So Pam has been flirting with Oswald, dare I say it, thrusting against her, getting too close to the boot. But then going to Audrey's house and sleeping over.
And you know.
And I know.
This is a tale as old as time.
Yeah.
As the observer,
and yeah. parent,
what is your responsibility?
Exactly. What do yeah. I do here? Do I tell Pam, no, stop doing it? Do I tell Audrey? I don't want to break her heart.
Yeah. And has Pam been like keeping her phone on her at all times now?
So
nobody
she
can
got
look at the messages?
She got a second phone.
Oh.
She's got a burner. Whoa. She's got a burner.
She's got a burner.
And you know how I know Pam's being shifty? She's not eating her food as much. She's sort of playing with it, and Pam loves food. So she's starting to, it's obviously conflicting her inside. She's seeing two people, Oswald and Audrey, and she's got to pick. And we've got to select a dog park, Pam. And I don't want to leave my old dog park. I'm having too much fun there.
There's a test that you can do. I learned it on Frasier.
Said no one ever.
Where if you think
well, this will be new to everyone's ears then.
if you think your partner is playing up, your partner of a long while, like Audrey and Pam, you offer them two choices for dinner. A very heavy, comforting, fattening meal or something quite light and diety. And if they take the diety one, they're obviously trying to keep in shape. But for who?
Oh,
they should take the
crush.
Heavy. Exactly. So Pam, playing with her food, trying to keep trim for her new love interest.
See, she's very
she
lean.
Was comfy with Audrey. Now she's gone, no, I've got to get back into shape because Oswald's on the scene.
Yeah.
See, it's a good test.
Well, thank you, Frasier, for that test.
Technically, it was Roz, but it was on the show, well. Frasier. So, but Pam, is this in action?
Okay. So
she's
I need to
playing
feed her
with
two
the
different
food.
Meals.
She's not. She's worried about how she
I
looks.
I can tell she's distracted. She's got a new home. It's almost like a new life for her. It's a new chapter. But I can't let her just leave Audrey behind. You know what I mean?
Is she making eye contact with Audrey still?
Is she sorry, what?
Making eye contact with
mate,
Audrey.
She had a sleepover.
Oh, mate,
I know, but it's, you know, like diverting your eyes just a little bit.
Oh.
No, when she plays with Audrey, she's still like in love. Like she's still having lots of fun with Audrey. That's the thing that's hurting me the most.
Mate, you can't eat your cake. What is it? Have your cake and eat it too,
yes,
Pam.
And that's exactly what she's doing. That's hurting me the most as dad.
Mate, Audrey's going to find lipstick on the collar and all hell's going to break loose.
It'll be lipstick on the boot, you know, because
yes.
the nose in there.
Oh,
but also, surely the scent. Yeah. You know, surely the scent of Oswald is still.
Well, that's pungent.
Yeah. For the dogs.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what to do, guys. As a dad, I'm conflicted.
You are inherently on your daughter's side. You are on Pam's side.
She's an angel.
You have to be. But at the same time, what morals are we teaching our fur babies?
Yeah. I think you need to convince Pam to tell Audrey.
Yeah, she needs to be the one to do it. Okay. And she needs to break it off with Oswald until that's done.
You reckon break it off with Oswald?
Well, she can go back to him.
She's young, though. She's just having a bit of fun.
Yeah, but don't hurt people's feelings.
That's
true. You don't have to be in a relationship.
That's true.
You could have as much fun as you bloody want.
And her mother and father in a happy relationship. I don't know where she's getting these new traits.
Yes.
She's not been brought up like this.
Normally modelling, but...
It's been the most ridiculous chat ever, hasn't it?
What was the saddest on-screen death in TV and movie history? Because a poll has been conducted and the saddest death topping the list.
Mm. Oh, yeah. What we got?
From Shrek 2.
No way.
What?
Mongo.
So good.
He's the giant.
I don't even remember that.
So we remember. Oh, yes. We remember Shrek 2. Okay, so Shrek 2 is the one where Shrek and Fiona go to visit her parents in Far, Far Away. And that's where we meet the fairy godmother, who, in my opinion, is one of the best characters in cinema history. But she, like, you know, gets in Shrek's head and he runs away. But then he's like, no, I'm going to go back for Fiona. So he rides Mongo with the little gingerbread man to the castle. And obviously the drawbridges are up, so they can't get in. So Mongo gets Shrek over the wall. But then they start shooting fireballs at Mongo and one of his gumdrop buttons explodes.
And then
there's a big cauldron of hot milk and they pour it on Mongo.
Sinks
in the river.
I do remember this.
Be good.
Be good.
That has been voted the saddest movie.
Seriously?
Now you mention it.
It's pretty sad. And without the sacrifices of Mongo, we wouldn't have Shrek the Third. We wouldn't have Shrek the Halls. Really, the story would have ended.
I mean, we could have done without Shrek the Halls. But yeah.
What about the one where we meet the donkey and the dragon's babies?
Yeah.
Without Mongo, we wouldn't have had any of this. So.
Much like Bing Bong in Inside Out.
Don't talk about Bing Bong.
Bing Bong, if you haven't seen Inside Out, it's like in an animated land, and Bing Bong gets enough momentum out of like this little wagon thing to be able to get the character back up on top of the hill to be able to get back to his friends and tell everyone what's going on.
Right.
And Bing Bong sacrifices himself.
Bing Bong sacrifices. It was too heavy with Bing Bong on it, so
Bing
he sacrificed.
Surely not.
You will cry. If you're human, you will cry when Bing Bong dies in Inside Out.
Everyone's coming to my house tonight. We're having butter chicken and we're watching Inside Out and we're going to cry over Bing Bong and it'll really bring us together. Alex is new to the team.
Bring us closer.
Our producer. We're going to watch Bing Bong die.
We'll hug and we'll cry together.
No fair. I'm with you. I'm all for it.
What's yours, Ducko?
Mine would be Marley in Marley and Me.
Don't talk.
Did you know we couldn't find him? Great dog is you loved us every day, no matter what.
These little doggy dogs.
Mate, why would you watch a movie where you know the dog's going to die? That is
I know,
so
sad. Such a sad movie. But he's such a good doggo for the start, and then he passes. Any movie, you know, what's the one with Will Smith?
Oh, I Am Legend.
Oh, with the German Shepherd
dog. Where he has to kill Sam because it got bitten by one of the mutants.
Oh, that is.
Right, do we have any human ones here?
Yeah, sorry.
We've got Bing Bongs. We've got flipping a gingerbread man.
Well, how's this?
Two dogs.
D. Nick on Nick Jess Ducko said, Molly on a country practice.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, no, I don't know. It just seemed
that
like
was
a
devastating
funny
moment of the
that
early 90s.
Human.
It just seems like a funny choice, but no.
To be fair, we're getting a lot of Bambi, red dogs, Godzilla,
red dog
even. There's a lot of them.
What about
Wolverine?
Animals.
When did Wolverine die?
Oh, his latest one, Hugh Jackman's last one.
Oh, okay. Huh. Also, this might be a few spoilers if you haven't seen these.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert. We've done spoilers. What about this one for cinematic reasons, Steven Seagal from the movie Executive Decision, because on the front cover of the DVD, this is why it's so dumb and I was so devastated, on the front cover it says, Steven Seagal, Kurt Russell, Executive Decision. In the first minute, maybe 2 minutes max, Steven Seagal dies and is not seen again for the rest of the film. He has an inconsequential role to play. Just shuts the trap door on an aeroplane and then he's gone.
But he gets
the name mentioned
on the posters.
Before Kurt Russell, who is the star of the subsequent 140 minutes of the film.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
This is one of my favorites. Someone said Godzilla on the bridge in the 1998 version.
That is sad.
My debts stay with you. Exactly. Exactly. So okay, let's go. 13, 10, 60. What is the saddest death on screen? So TV or movie history.
I'll even take YouTube, whatever you want.
Will you take YouTube? Yeah. Oh my God, when Stingray died in Neighbours.
Oh, Stingray. He's just sitting in a chair.
He's sitting in a camping chair at a street party.
And the camera just pans up and you're like, why is he dead?
His soul just left his body.
That is Aussie TV in its finest.
And I don't remember the autopsy. I don't even remember the funeral. So I don't actually know how he died.
Yeah. So if you're calling up to say Stingray, we've already said it.
I've covered it. Don't worry.
13, 10, 60. Saddest on screen deaths. We'll do it next.
It's Anne's in Hawksnest. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Saddest on screen death?
It has to be Mufasa, the Lion King.
Oh.
I killed Mufasa.
Bloody Scar.
A lot of spoilers, by the way, coming up here.
Bloody Scar.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen Lion King, sort yourself out.
Yeah, great, great suggestion, great one, Anne. That's a good one. Mick in Cessnock. Hi, Mick.
G'day.
Saddest on-screen death?
I don't think he's remembering the best one, Jack from Titanic.
Oh. Jack! Oh, was it the best, though, Mick? I feel like too many questions around that door.
About that, yeah.
It's no Mongo.
There was definitely room on there for her. For
yeah,
him.
Oh,
for
yeah,
him,
definitely.
But
was.
The buoyancy guys would have put part of their water in the ice cold.
Leonardo was asked about that in a recent interview he did, and he said no comment.
Wow.
Still salty about it.
Wow. So. But no, a popular choice, Mick.
Well done, Mick. Mm,
yeah. All right. Tegan in Thornton's.
Thomas J out of My Girl.
Oh, God, the bee stings.
Oh, that is one of the saddest, actually. As a kid, I watched that as a kid.
Seriously.
Very sad.
Isn't Macaulay Culkin good in that? Yeah. God, he was a good actor. But the bee stings. Would it make you scared of bees, Tegan?
Oh, no, it didn't make me scared, but it was just one of those sad things that, it was just where she says, Thomas J. died.
Oh God, so Vader.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows it. Thank you. Excellent suggestion. And don't be scared of bees. We need them.
Jake's in
Lucky
Rutherford.
No one died in the B movie because I wouldn't be able to control myself.
Jake's in Rutherford. Jake, saddest on screen death, mate.
Spoilers to anyone that hasn't seen the movie, Avengers Endgame, right at the end, when Tony Stark puts the gloves on and sacrifices himself.
Does the click. I am Iron Man.
I've never cried in a movie, but I wept.
Oh my God, Iron Man got you, Jake.
Wowee. I mean, you ruined that for me, Jake, but I can see how that's a sad moment.
Have you not seen it?
He did pre-warn. You had enough time to shoot out.
Seen one movie in 3 years.
What happened? He's like, I love you 3,000, Jake.
You're going to set Jake off again.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, thank you. Jake, that's an excellent one. And Emma's in Valentine. Wrap this up for us, Emma. The cheeriest phone topic we've ever done. Best on-screen death.
Hey, saddest on-screen death.
Saddest on-screen death, Emma.
Yeah, easily Ellie from Up.
Which one? I haven't seen Up.
Okay, Up is the one. You explain it, Emma. Emma, you explain it. Quick, go.
Yeah.
Darko, it's not a spoiler alert. You find out in the first 10 minutes. And it's easily the most traumatic 10 minutes of your life.
Yes, it's the one with the old man in the house with the balloons.
Yes,
you know that?
So pretty much what they do is they have this photo album and they set up this bond, this unbreakable bond of pure love between Ellie and the old guy.
When they meet as kids, though.
Yeah, when they meet as kids. And then she's just gone.
And you know what's all that's left is her chair. They had little chairs. Emma, that's a really good one.
I know. Now I'm going.
Why does every Disney movie have a death in the first 10 minutes?
I don't know.
Yeah, Disney, quite sick.
It's so sad, isn't
Everyone's
it?
Parents die. Frozen.
Oh my God.
Lion
Bambi.
King. Up. Bambi.
Snow White.
Pocahontas.
Snow White, yeah. Oh, God.
It's sad. Anyway.
Happy Tuesday.
Right now, guys, we have a star in our midst.
Oh, we truly do. Local man by the name of Mason Dane, who did something on the streaming service Twitch, submitted a song that he had created called Dash and caught the eye of a very famous rapper. Let the party begin. Turn all the lights on. Mr. T-Pain.
Apparently he goes on Twitch and when people send songs or post songs up there, he reviews it.
He reviews them. Yeah. And Mason actually joins us now from his home in Maryland. Good morning, Mason.
Good morning, people. How are we?
Well, bloody brilliant, sir. Probably not as good as you, though. We'll let you tell the tale. So you create this song, Dash. You chuck it up on Twitch.
I've got a bit of the song here. Shall I play the song?
Please do.
There you go. I'm crash, 150
on a dash. Oh, gosh, she experiment with tests. So what's going through your head, Mason? I'm going to put this up there and hopefully catch the eye of Mr. T-Pain.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was like he does this thing where he just reacts to people's music through his Discord, and I was just lucky enough to get my song in, and just, you know, a lot of nerves, and it paid off because he had a crazy reaction.
He did. Well, I've got his reaction here. We'll play it because it's quite funny. Here's just a little bit. It's cut up of T-Pain reacting.
This is a good song.
Yeah, it's
mother good. Damn it! Damn it, this song is good. God damn it. All right, we're going to play it again. Damn it!
Again,
I got to make sure.
Mason Dean.
He has a good name. God damn it! Oh, I hate you. Oh my God, I hate you so much.
So Mason, with T-Pain reacting like that, clearly enjoying it, but quite at odds with himself for doing so. How did that make you feel?
I mean, yeah, it was pretty insane, especially, you know, growing up listening to, like, so many T-Pain songs. It was all on the radio hits when I was growing up, so definitely a very surreal moment.
Why was he mad about liking it? Do we know?
Yeah. He went on, like, a big rant, like, a couple weeks before. That he's like, stop making the same music. Everything you've done, Lil Baby's done, and Lil Uzi Vert's done,
Right.
So, like, the song isn't super different to everything that's out, but it was such a good sounding song that he just couldn't hate it.
And he even loved your name as well. That was the funniest.
That I get. All right.
So how's the song gone since this discovery from T-Pain? Did it blow up a little bit downloads wise?
Yeah. So it's blown up pretty crazy. Like, I literally just checked this morning and it hit 100,000 streams on Spotify.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, like 50,000 on the music video now, which is crazy because we sort of thought that the song hadn't really done what we wanted to. It was stuck at like 9,000 streams or whatever for a month, and then boom, resurged, and it's crazy.
And, so good.
And so did you produce this at home? Have you got a producer? What are you doing with it?
Yeah, my brother Liam Thomas, he produced it. He's from Brisbane, but he stays in Sydney. But yeah, we made that at like our team's studio that we have in Sydney.
Yeah,
and nice. cooked it up in like 25 minutes, 30 minutes, and just decided that it was one that we should put out.
100%. I mean, when the clubs open again, Mason, like as if this isn't getting a run sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Have you been
King Street
in touch
right
with,
here, Mason. Amen. Maybe perform it live.
Have you been in touch with T-Pain? Like, do you reach out and go, thank you? Like, thanks for the exposure. You got me a bunch of downloads.
Cheers, T-Pain.
Yeah, like. For sure. Like, I mean, I'm always in his Twitch streams and stuff too. So there's definitely been like communication here and there, but you know, still waiting on that follow back, you know.
First comes the follow back, then comes the collab.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. Mason Dane featuring T-Pain.
Yes, I
like
that.
Oh my God, it rhymes.
So what's next for Mason Dane? Where to now with this newfound following?
Man, basically I've just got like a couple little singles that I still want to put out before the end of the year, but definitely having like a dropping a project like at the top of next year, sort of about like my journey from Newcastle, moving to Sydney for chasing this music stuff. So yeah, definitely doing like a project for that, and just a lot of new music.
Nice, I like it.
Love it. Well, you heard the bloody name,
yes,
Mason Dane. Remember that
the
one.
The tune is called Dash. You can get it on Spotify, and the film clip as well. Is it? It's you in a limo, yeah, just having a good time.
No, it's like a Range Rover, yeah.
Was that just all your mates, or like who'd you get in the film clip?
Yeah, I've got like a bunch of my boys in there. A lot of artists, Baby Prince and Oliver Cronin, and my boy Liam Thomas. And then we've got the actress Quinita, who's from a model agency down in Sydney.
Right.
So just vibes and friends. Yeah,
I know good. What Ducko's waiting for. What say it?
What
you want to be in the next one, don't you?
me, Mason in the limo, just cruising around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the guest chorus for me, man. I don't know. We'll work it out. mate. Yeah. Well done. The tune is called Dash. You can get it on Spotify, YouTube, and all music streaming services, mate. Congratulations. Good luck with it all. We're asking, who saw you naked?
Yeah. That maybe wasn't meant to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not your partner.
Not the boys in the footy change room, you know?
No. I mean, that's just standard Tuesdays, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It happened to me.
What was that?
Dropping the soap. But anyway, move on.
Do you make that sound every time you drop trowel?
Yeah, because he wants everyone to see and notice.
So slippery. Here I go again. Luckily, I'll play footy.
You're looking great tonight, Ducko. Oh, am I?
You slippery little sausage.
Anyway. I didn't be doing any of that yesterday. So what happened is, obviously moved home. So you got to get your gas meter read and all that. Yeah, you got to change gas company, water, all that sort of fun stuff.
Of course, because you don't want to get stung with half their gas bill.
Exactly. So they come and read the meter at the start of your stay there and then they can bill you, whatever. I've been waiting for a long time for this gas meter person to come and they keep sending me texts saying that they couldn't come because they can't find the meter and it's located in a weird spot. Anyway, yesterday I was at home, turned the shower, I'm about to have a shower, I'm fully naked when I hear the dog bark. I'm like, okay, I don't think anyone's there, that's not uncommon for Pam to bark. And then I sort of heard a woman sort of yell hello. And I was like, I think they're in my front lawn. And the way the new house is situated, I've got like glass panels at the top where you can see out directly to the front lawn. But I thought they couldn't really see in. And I just thought,
like, the angle was going to obscure. Yeah, okay.
Yes. And I was like, I'll just peer around. I'll just go around to see if there's someone actually there. Peered around, couldn't see. So I step out, take a couple of steps forward from the bathroom.
Still nude, no towel.
Fully naked, front on. And I look up and we're perfectly aligned staring at each other. The gas meter lady is staring at me and I'm staring at her. She's looking through the slits because she's obviously trying to look to see if anyone's inside.
Who's answering her? Hello?
Exactly. And I'm looking at her to see who's out there. And then we just stare at each other. And all I could do, I didn't turn around and run to the bathroom. I dropped to the floor. I just commandoed and dropped, like, get down low and go, go, go.
Just belly crawl like a snake back to the bathroom.
Like a commando. How dare
sorry?
You?
A new commando.
There was skin-coloured flooring and he was being camouflaged.
I went, whoop.
That dragging you.
No, yeah. Well, I wasn't thinking about that. Because
you're
going to
create a bit of a teepee there.
Yeah, you are. You're hunching a bit.
I went pitch up the buttocks to avoid
but here's the thing, though.
Burn.
I was then next to the laundry, and instead, just your brain's not working. I then started getting self-conscious, thinking, oh, my God, she's going to be able to see just a naked me crawling if I crawl back to the bathroom, because she would have been able to see that angle too.
Because, of course, she'll still be looking. Like, she won't be just a normal person and look away for you.
I mean,
look,
she's only
crawl across the floor very slowly.
Look how fast he can move.
He's scurrying like
gets
a little
her phone
snake.
Out, obviously. It's 2021.
Yeah. So I crawl into the laundry, and I'm stuck in the laundry. And I'm like, oh, God, I have no clothes on. I'm in the laundry. I had no clothes in the laundry.
God damn it. We just did a wash and put all the clothes away. Where's the dirty laundry?
Like, do I wrap a sheet around me?
So I'm Grecian. I like togas.
I peer around and she had moved and I ran to the bedroom, put my pants on because I actually needed her to come and check this gas meter.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Finally here. Yeah, I let her go. So
I didn't even have time to put a shirt on. I put my pants on, like, run out the door. I'm like, hey, I'm here. And God bless her, she didn't say anything. She was professional and she just acted like, oh, I just didn't know if anyone was home. And I was like, yeah, the gas meter's around there. And then she's like, yeah, you don't need to come out. I can just check and I can go.
Please go back inside, crazy man.
And she walks past and she's like, I'm done now. I was like, goodbye. Goodbye forever. Never come back.
Oh, she won't be coming back.
But yes, I want to know if 13, 10, 60. Who saw you naked?
Oh, the gas meter lady.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't ideal for me.
Fantastic.
You know, particularly after a bigger weekend as well, and it was a slow Monday, and it was just, you know, there was a bit going on.
You put on a show for her, I did.
Yeah.
Probably not the most exciting job, and she's gotten a little bit of a thrill coming to your house.
Yeah, you've like deconditioned a little bit
from
the last 3 weeks. Your shoulder being sore, but, you know, there's still
okay.
a bit to look.
That's the other thing I think as well, Nick, that I was a bit upset about is I know I wasn't looking my peak performance.
Yeah, it's like my delta normally better than this.
Taco's going to call the gas company in a couple of months being like, hi, there was a woman who came in the middle of October. Can you send her back around?
Yeah. Please. I want to do it
again. There's an issue. I needed to read
I'm looking better. And I've manscaped. Everything's in line now. 13, 10, 60.
Don't
have fun.
This is my Insta handle. There's some historical photos. You can see how I used to look. Please.
Who saw you naked? Have some fun. We'll do it next.
Michelle in Katara. Who saw you naked?
It was actually my husband, not me. We had a fruit and veg box delivery. He used to come each week, and I'd left the check at the front door. And my husband had got up early to make breakfast, and she was knocking at the door, and I'm yelling out, the check's just there. Just give it to her. And he's like, no, you need to get up. And I'm like, no, you just need to give it to her. So then I finally got up and I couldn't find him anywhere. And she'd been peering through the kitchen window. And I handed her the check and I took the box and was very confused why he just didn't do it. And then I walked down and here he is hiding in the kid's bedroom, stark naked.
Stark naked.
Saying that the veggie lady was watching him through the kitchen window.
Why was he naked in the kitchen?
His house.
Well, he just thought it was early enough. He'd get up and go and just make himself a coffee or whatever.
Because if you don't just walk around your house naked, I suppose you've got kids. But when walking around your house naked is one of the great things to do.
Oh, absolutely. They love it when you walk around naked.
Yeah.
They're so curious.
Producer Alex has just buzzed in. Fruit and veg lady saw his fruit and veg. That's gold. That's gold. Well done.
We needed to say that.
That's very good.
Chrissy in Thornton, who saw you naked?
I was staying at the Stanford Hotel in Sydney, right next to the airport.
La-di-da.
And, yeah.
Airport, hotel, right? The airport, mate.
Wow, Georgia's such a lucky lady.
Jeez, your dates are great. La-di-da. We're going to.
Hey, don't have anything from the minibar. Those twisties cost $14.
Don't you dare touch that.
Sorry, Chrissy, Stanford.
Yeah. Anyway. Jumped out of the shower, was checking out the planes, like standing, like with both my hands up against the window, stark naked, checking out the planes. It's nighttime, and I happened to see a police car drive past, and they drive past pretty slowly. Watched them do a U-turn and drive past slowly again, and I'm like, what's going on? Anyway, didn't realise, went out that night to pick up my parents from the airport, came back, the light was on, looked up, and I could see straight through the window.
Oh, God. That's the worst, the backlighting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You think it's dark. How can anyone see? No, your light's on.
Yeah.
You're completely visible.
Exactly.
Oh, Chrissy.
Worse than that.
Chelsea in Bonnells Bay. Who saw you naked?
So it wasn't actually me. My dad, about probably 15 years ago, had a few too many beers and had the country music blaring and was having a dance in the lounge room and someone had called the police about the noise of the country music or just that it was country music, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And I got up to see what was going on and my dad was stark naked dancing in the lounge room as the police shone the light in to see if anyone was home. So they got an eyeful of my dad rocking out to Kenny Rogers in the lounge room.
Sensational.
And so did I. So that was fantastic.
Oh, so you saw your dad too.
I want him to be naked. Yeah, because I heard someone with a cowboy hat.
He did own a few Akubas, so that could have happened. But yeah, that was the time that I busted him in the nutty in front of the police.
You gotta know when to hold.
He's like, join in.